G'day and welcome to the Pilot Life Podcast, where we take a deep dive into living life as a pilot. My name is Mark, the host of the show. I'm a Boeing 737 captain and founder of www.pilotlifetraining.com, providing pilots with world-class online aviation theory courses. Here on the podcast, we chat about what's involved in pilot training and what it's actually like to be part of this profession, the ups and the downs. We also chat to some amazing folks in the industry as we go searching for the best inside tips and advice to both supercharge your career and to help you live your life in balance. So, if you're thinking of becoming a pilot, have already started your flight training, or you're a commercial pilot right now, then you've come to the right place. As pilots, we're trained to maintain control over our aircraft, ensuring that it responds to our commands and not to the whims of those pesky, unpredictable air currents. However, when it comes to our minds, we often leave the cockpit door unlocked, allowing any stray thought or external opinion to take control of the controls. Just like how we wouldn't let a stranger take control of our plane, it's baffling how easily we let distractions and the opinions of others steer our thoughts and emotions. We shield our physical selves from unwanted contact, yet our mental space is like a bustling airport, open to all flights of fancy, criticisms, and the constant barrage of social media notifications. It's as though we're sitting at the controls, but instead of plotting our course, we're letting autopilot dictated by external noise guide us. Consider how we might be preparing for a solo flight, our focus as sharp as the horizon ahead. But then a quick glance at a message turns into an hour lost in the vortex of the internet. Family time becomes fragmented with every buzz and ping. And what should be a moment of quiet reflection in a park or at the beach turns into a session of people watching in judgment. This turbulence within our minds is not caused by an outside force. It's self-inflicted. We fail to realize the clutter we allow in, clutter that distracts us from our goals and from the beauty of the present moment. It's as if we're flying through a storm we've created, losing sight of the clear skies we yearn for. Great aviators know the importance of mental discipline. They understand that while the world may throw unexpected weather our way, the sovereignty of our mind remains our own. This wisdom is echoed in these wonderful words of Amelia Earhart. The most effective way to do it, she said, is to do it. It's a call to action for pilots, not just to dream of flying, but to take control of the yoke of their lives, both in the air and on the ground. So for those considering a career in aviation, this advice is golden. The journey to becoming a pilot is filled with challenges and requires unwavering focus and discipline. It's not just about mastering the technical skills of flying, but also about learning to navigate the inner landscapes of our minds. By guarding our mental space, so important, against unnecessary distractions and negativity, we prepare ourselves not only for the skies, but for any turbulence life may throw our way. So, in essence, maintaining control over our minds and perceptions is akin to keeping a steady hand on the controls of an aircraft amidst a storm. It's about recognizing that our mental space is our cockpit, and we are the ones in charge. Let's vow to be vigilant with our thoughts and emotions as we are with the instruments and controls before us. By doing so, we ensure that our journey through life, like our flights, is directed by our own hands, guided by clarity, purpose, and a sense of calm amidst the chaos. So, to my fellow pilots and those aspiring to join our ranks, let's commit to being the master pilots of our minds. Let's navigate our thoughts with the same precision and care we apply to our flights, ensuring that when we land, it's because we've reached the destination we set out for, not one dictated by the distractions and turbulence of the world around us. Hope you all have a great, happy and safe week. My name's Mark from the Pilot Life Training Team. Thanks for tuning into this episode. You can find more information about our podcast and sign up to our weekly newsletter at pilotlifepodcast.com. You can check out all our online aviation theory courses at www.pilotlifetraining.com, where we offer world-class PPL, CPL, IR and ATPL online courses. Pilots study with us from over 23 different countries around the world. Come and join the thousands of pilots who have signed up at Pilot Life Training. Catch you next time on the Pilot Life Podcast.